do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
What up?
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That is me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. We're coming back today to talk about collectibles. Simple things. Things that everybody likes to own. And they're only valuable because people want to own them. So let's start off with a big one. Classic cars. What can go wrong collecting classic cars?
You know, you have to keep your classic cars somewhere, and if you have a lot of them, I'm assuming that you have some sort of, like, large garage warehouse type place. And if it's full of cars, it's also full of gas. Because those classic cars have to run on something. In any place that is full of gas is bound to blow up at one time or another, so... You know, there's always that possibility it'll be in there, like, buffing your tires, making sure they're nice and shiny, and then boom, explosion.
It's a very 80s action hero adventure for us. Everything explodes when just randomly tapped with a hammer.
Yes.
If you're keeping these cars nice and shiny for display,
yes,
as you do with collectible classic cars, you may be using turtle wax, and as we know, a great number of turtle species are currently endangered, and the prevalence of turtle wax in the polish industry is only making that situation more dire day by day. So I'd like to remind everyone to not have classic cars, and if you have to have a classic car, maybe don't polish it, but if you have to polish it, don't use turtle wax, because turtle wax is the worst case scenario for having a classic car because you're exterminating turtles.
Well, we can always use synthetic wax these days, right?
Well, then you're killing synthetic turtles.
Or you could just have people spit on it. Like, you just spit on your car. Peh. And then you shine it. I mean, it'd take a lot of spit. So you want to hydrate properly, because if you're spitting that much, you might become dehydrated. And if you become dehydrated, your kidneys might fail. And if your kidneys fail, you're going to end up in the hospital with tubes just stuck in you everywhere.
And then you have to sell your cars just to afford your hospital bill.
It's a
vicious cycle.
Because we all know that insurance sucks. And is not going to cover this. They're going to call it a pre-existing condition. I'm going to be like, yeah, well, spitting is a pre-existing condition, and we're not covering that.
What about gleeking?
That doesn't seem like very much spit would be getting on the car to use as a polished surface.
I thought gleeking was, like, extra spit. I haven't gleeked in years, but from what I remember, it's like, it launches.
It still uses liquid from inside your body,
Jeremiah. I thought gleek was the name that they gave to the group of people who were really big Glee fans.
I don't remember.
It's a twofer now.
Dead to me.
All right. So, now we know the danger about owning cars. Don't make them too pretty.
Mm-mm.
What about stamps? That seems way simpler.
Have you ever had a paper cut on your tongue, Jeff?
No, have you?
Yes. Yes, I have, because I sealed a whole bunch of wedding invitations at one point in my life the dumb way.
You didn't use a blotter?
By licking them. No, I licked them. And I got a paper cut on my tongue, and it really hurt. And here's the thing, like, my brain, sometimes when it knows things are going to taste bad or going to hurt, like, my brain is like, ooh, you should totally lick that, or you should totally touch that. And so I'd be really tempted to lick all of the stamps and ruin their value, but also I would probably just end up with, like, paper cuts all over my tongue. And I couldn't eat. It was just, that wouldn't go well.
It's a downhill trend at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my cousin nephew's uncle's brother's sister-in-law has a story about someone who fell into one of the glue vats for the stamp glue on the back. And so they didn't stop the stamp factory. They didn't throw out all that glue that just happened to have a person in it. So if you are licking a stamp to put it in your special stamp collector book, you are possibly part cannibal from consuming that little micro piece of a person.
Well, we know Chrissy is, at the very least, since she's licking the back of those stamps.
Yeah, but here's the thing, guys. I just feel, and this is a controversial stance, and I understand that, but I just feel like sometimes cannibals get a bad rap.
There are a lot of people to eat.
I feel like we should explore this topic.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of situations where it's, you know, I'm going to die or eat my best friend's femur.
Just the femur, though?
Well, I mean, you know, I was just trying to get to the good meaty bits.
Yeah, the femur's in the middle of a very meaty bit.
Yeah, and that's probably pretty easy to cook. So, like, get it nice and cooked through without a lot of fat.
I don't know if you've seen my thighs.
No. No, I haven't.
Survival tips Fair from enough. The grave.
I'm just, you know, I used to live in the woods, and sometimes I would think, like, what if I was trapped out? Like, what if I was snowmobiling and we got stuck and I had to eat somebody? Could I do it? And I think the answer is yes. That's all I'm saying.
How many people have you eaten, Chrissy?
I have eaten no people.
Don't answer that question, Chrissy.
I've eaten...
How many persons have you
eaten? I have eaten no persons.
All right.
I did have this imaginary friend once.
Did you eat your imaginary friend, Chrissy?
I feel...
Where are they now?
I don't...
Where are they now?
I don't know.
Clearly they're in her imagination along with all of her pets, Jeremiah.
Her imaginary stomach.
Mm.
So Beanie Babies, those were big for a while.
I have piles of Beanie Babies, Jeff.
Piles. Tell me about the piles of Beanie Babies that you own.
Well, they're worthless now.
And why is that?
Well, because people quit caring about them and their value tanked. But...
Would you say the market was saturated?
I would say that the market was saturated, and also people were like, oh, wow, why are we spending so much money on cloth and beans?
Well, I think that's part of it. There was also, I think part of the Beanie Baby value crash was the internet allowed for the sharing of information, much like the Transformers collectible crash, I think it was around the same time, where a lot of the stuff was based on face-to-face transactions. Well, oh, this is a really rare Princess Diana White Rose Beanie Baby Bear. This is going to be $500. But if you can go search on the internet and see on eBay, well, that person's selling it for $50, and that person's selling it for $30 with free shipping. Why would I pay this guy at Beanie Baby SantaCon, like, $98, $500 for this clearly overpriced doll?
And if we know, like, seriously, if I learned anything from the World of Warcraft auction house, it's that people are really, really dumb when they go to undercut things in auctions. They're like, oh, hey, somebody's selling this for $900. Well, I want to sell mine, so I'm going to sell it for $9, because then it will for sure sell.
I'll buy it. I don't care what it is. I'm going to buy it if it's $9 and other things $900.
Right, exactly. And so they're like, oh, yeah, I just sold my thing. But, like, if they had posted it for, like, $850 or even, like, $892, they probably still would have sold it. But people don't understand this, and so they way undercut things, and then your Beanie Babies become... nothing more than toys for your, like, dogs and small goblin-type people.
Or that creepy, spooky forest of with the circular altar full of Beanie Babies that I just saw on the internet the other day. That was pretty spooky.
Yeah, I missed that, thank goodness.
I feel like we could make, like, a war game out of Beanie Babies, and we'd have enough of them that it wouldn't matter if they get destroyed in the act of the game.
Oh, man. Guys, I just came up with this great game. So, you know, like those, like, blowgun paintball guns?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you just, like, and then the paintball comes flying out? Okay.
Yep.
Like, clay pigeons? But it's still clay pigeons, Beanie Babies? And paintball? Uh-huh. And those paintball guns? And you, like, pull so Beanie Baby up in the air. Shoot. Yeah.
And then you can sell them as collectible art pieces.
Yes!
I'd also be okay using them for actually using a shotgun on. That would actually probably be very satisfying.
But paintballs are cheap.
And so are shotgun shells.
And paint has less lead in it.
And it makes pretty colors, and then you can sell it as art.
That's true. Get out your stress as well.
I feel like there's probably, like, a really kitschy art store somewhere between Oregon and Idaho in that stretch of road that would totally sell our art.
Right next to the crystals.
Yes.
All right, one last topic, something close to my heart, coin collecting.
Yeah,
tell me, what could go wrong then with coin collecting?
You could buy at the wrong time in the market, although not gold. Gold always increases in value. Gold is one of the safest ways that you can invest. I've heard from several important people who talk on the audio that gold will... never go down in value, and it will always be good for testing your food for poison.
Those are statements that are made by people.
Maybe I'm thinking about unicorn horn.
That might be true.
Okay, so I'm going to give you just a piece of advice. Since you said this was dear to your heart, I'm assuming that you've collected coins.
Maybe.
Now that you've said this to the internet, my first piece of advice is to get a safety deposit box somewhere far away from you and keep your coins there. My second piece of advice is when you go to move said coins, lift with your knees. Just, like, bend, lift with your knees. Because coins are heavy, and I don't want you to throw out your back.
I have a feeling you are overestimating my ability to collect in quantity, but thank you for the advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. One quick reminder to our audience is if you would want to ask us any questions about things that you're worrying about, remember you could submit questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm and we will do a podcast to talk about those questions when we get enough. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I'll see you next time, guys, if you don't die tonight.
I won't just see you next time. I'm watching you right now.
Thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night.